Looking to end the year strong? Join Planet Fitness now through December 30th for $1 down, $15 a month, and pay nothing until January 17th. With top-tier strength and cardio equipment, free fitness training, and most clubs open 24 hours, everyone can level up in the judgment-free zone. Why wait to start feeling stronger? Get moving now. Join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime, and pay nothing until January 17th. Don't miss out. Deal ends Monday, December 30th. See club for details.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka, and look now at our stories. LPG marketers are making a strong case for the National Petroleum Authority to review the new procurement measures for gas imports. They believe that the new policy is largely to be blamed for the pockets of product shortage experienced in some parts of the country. They are therefore asking the authority to review the policy now to prevent the situation from getting worse. Gabriel Kumi is the vice chairman of the LPG Marketers Association.
For the past 5-6 years, we've not experienced any shortage of LPG supply onto the market because the importation of LPG liberalized. I mean, any BDC that wishes could bring in products. But now, because of this tendering process, the BDCs are restricted. One BDC will have to bring in the product and share to other BDCs. Remember, last week it took about a week after sharing for them to take stock to ensure that every stock is intact before supply onto the market can begin. So this tendering process is not helping the industry at all. MPA did this. One, they thought they could use the tender process to bring the price of LPG down by bringing down the premium. But unfortunately, the premium has not come down. We believe the time is up for MPA to abrogate this tender process and allow BDCs to operate freely, bringing the product as and when they need it. We need it in the country.
Gabriel Kumi is the vice president of the LPG Marketers Association. Now, the Petroleum Commission is still engaging various players in the oil and gas sector to minimize the practice of emitting carbon dioxide into the environment. This is to show commitment to the global energy transition by enforcing laws, including the payment of carbon tax and also reduce gas flaring. Engineer Che Bafour is in charge of metering and inspection at the Petroleum Commission and has been speaking to Joy Business at an upstream fiscal metering seminar here in Accra.
In line with that, there will be some expectation that by virtue of the report that we signed ourselves onto, that we would have to pay some sort of tax relating to CO2. Now, for the upstream sector, our avenues for CO2 is through burning. And through burning means flaring on the facility. So emissions, leaks, seeps, those type of things will have to be measured. Now, in meeting that, we need to start looking at the guidelines that buttress that particular activity, which is the flaring. And of course, flaring is not a routine flaring. We don't have routine flaring in Ghana. But if there's any at all, we need to measure it to be able to demonstrate to the world that this is how much we are emitting in relation to CO2. That's basically.
Engineer Che Bafour is in charge of metering and inspection at the Petroleum Commission. To one of our lead stories, the Finance Minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, insists Ghana's economy is back to pre-pandemic level. According to him, the country has recorded trade surplus in recent times with a trade balance of $1.8 billion, adding that the government has put in prudent measures to ensure that the economy is robust. Some economists, including Professor Patrick Isuming, has cautioned that the economy is still facing some challenges. But speaking at the maiden edition of the Boardroom Governance Summit held in Accra, Dr. Adam said the macro indicators show the economy has recovered.
This government is on record to have held inflation at single digit for the longest period of time in the history of Ghana, for 2 years. And so we are mindful about the prospects of macroeconomic stability and what it can deliver in terms of accelerating the growth of our economy for the benefit of our people. We also have brought the surplus, the trade balances, from deficit to surpluses. Our trade balance is now in a surplus. Half year this year, we've already recorded a trade balance, a trade surplus of $1.8 billion. And so the economy is really back, and we must be poised to take advantage of the opportunity the government has provided to the people of this country to accelerate the growth further.
You heard the Minister of Finance, Dr. Mohammed Amin Adam, a while longer on the economy because economist Professor Lord Mensah is warning the 2024 budget and some macroeconomic targets may be derailed should organized labor embark on a strike come Thursday, October 10. Organized labor yesterday announced its resolve to go on a strike to halt the illegal mining, also known as Galamsey. But Professor Mensah advised government to resolve the issue with organized labor.
If you are collecting taxes of about 55 billion a year, and if you split that by day, and this strike lingers on daily basis, I can tell you the country will lose much. And that will derail, you know, our budget for this year. And again, we may not be able to meet some of the targets that we proposed to IMF. And that will be, you know, a problem. Because remember, we've leveraged some of these taxes, you know, with IMF program. And, you know, if it continues that way, I mean, the economy will be grounded. And for me, I think the president shouldn't have waited for this to happen. It's not a good signal at all.
Professor Lord Mensah is an economist. And to some other stories, in the first half of 2023, Ghana exported goods worth 19.3 billion cedis to African countries, representing 22% of the nation's total exports. The chief executive officer of the Ghana Export Promotion Authority, Dr. Ifuasa Biasari, highlighted this achievement during a media engagement organized by the Ministry of Information. Dr. Sari noted that the government has established trade houses in some selected East African countries to enhance market access for Ghanaian businesses, providing a platform for expanding export and strengthening intra-African trade.
We should also try and situate our shops or our fulfillment centers on other continents to promote made in Ghana products. So the first place that we did this was in Kenya, in Nairobi, where we have the first fulfillment center. More than a year ago, we sited a Ghana trade house in Kenya, and we have been steadily shipping Ghanaian products for onward distribution in the East African market in Kenya, in Tanzania, in Uganda, in all the neighboring countries.
Dr. Ifuasa Biasari, the first, is the chief executive officer of the Ghana Export Promotion Authority. Still listening to the Joy Business Report. Accra Brewery PLC has unveiled its latest masterpiece, the Brutal Fruiter Spritizer. The new addition to the Brutal Fruit family promises a delectable blend of luxurious flavors, perfectly crafted to delight consumers. Here's the country marketing lead for Accra Brew, Vanessa Kavi. Vanessa Kavi is the country marketing lead for Accra Brewers PLC, speaking there. Time now for Pension Tape on Money Lab.
Hello, welcome to Money Lab. My name is Nana Asante Amwakun, Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will talk about personal pensions. How well we prepare for each stage determines how well we will live the next stage. Our retirement is one of the most important stages in life, and we must prepare for it. While we are working, it is essential to make a personal commitment to our future outside the mandatory pension provision by the government to ensure that we live a comfortable life at retirement. Signing up for a personal pension is a crucial step in securing your retirement. Choose a plan aligned with your retirement goals and make regular contributions towards it. Seek professional advice from any of the NPRA licensed corporate trustees for a tailored strategy that aligns with your retirement goals. As Harry Fosdick said, don't simply retire from something, but have something to retire to. Thank you very much, and I'll see you again.
Nana Asante Amwakun is the Head of Consumer Experience at Enterprise Trustees Limited with today's edition of Pension Tape on Money Lab. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. every day people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank Money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770# now. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Ignition is next. I am Pius Kojubaka. Thanks so much for your time.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Ecobank Mobile, they make me say, oi, oi. Ecobank Mobile, they make me crazy. Download it and use it. It gon' make your life so easy, yeah. Oi, download it. You gon' enjoy it. You can pay school fees, even just tights with the Apple. Transfer to and from mobile wallet, virtual card creation, transfer to other banks, express account opening, scan and pay, express cash, all at your fingertips with the Ecobank mobile app. You know, it's five-star life with Ecobank. Kim promise.
Keeping your smile healthy and strong is important to Colgate. That's why this month, Colgate is giving you an opportunity to get a free dental screening. We want to help take care of your oral health beyond just brushing your teeth daily with our products, because we believe our smile is our strength. Our dentists are here for your smile. Please note that the dentists will screen you and provide advice around how to manage your oral health. There'll be no procedures or treatments done. Visit Colgate Ghana on our Facebook page to find out more. This advert is FDA approved.